From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Much of Latin America is taking a political turn to the left. And all this week we're going to hear about the changes in Brazil and Bolivia, in Chile and in Cuba. We start today in Venezuela, where President Hugo Chavez has polarized the country. Chavez presents himself as a revolutionary in the style of Simón Bolívar, who fought to free Venezuela and other countries from Spanish colonialism. As NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports, not everyone in Venezuela agrees.
A savior, a lunatic, a man of the people, a base populist. Venezuela's president, Hugo Chavez Frias, inspires both anger and adoration, depending on which side of the political spectrum you fall on. Backed by bulging coffers of oil money, Chavez's aspirations are certainly regional and seemingly global, but the roots of his self-proclaimed Bolivarian revolution lie in the slums of Caracas. High in the hills surrounding the capital, in a barrio called Negro Primero, volunteers are supplying meals to the neediest in their communities, in this case, 130 children and 20 elderly residents. It's a countrywide program started by Chavez and funded by the Venezuelan state. Women line up with containers which are filled with rice and beans and meat, doled out from large metal pots. The community center is basic, walls and a metal roof. It blends in with most of the houses here. While in other countries the rich gravitate towards higher ground, in Caracas a view is about the only thing the poor have. The shanty towns eat into the hillsides like sores. Many makeshift houses are washed away when the rains come. Rosaura Rodriguez is a nurse and a coordinator at the center.
I support my president until the end. He is the only president who has come from us, the poor people. He saw our need here in these neighborhoods. No other president had done that before. I support him, and that's the way we all feel here.
She helps a Cuban doctor who also works at the center, providing basic medical care to the community, another program initiated by Chavez.
Before, we didn't have a doctor. We had to go to a faraway hospital, and if they couldn't treat you there, you had to go to another hospital and so forth. They wouldn't help you right away. There was always a shortage of doctors. They're supposed to help us, but they never did.
Outside, amid the barks of wild dogs, a man and a woman from the area who declined to give their last names have a discussion about Chavez and the changes he's brought to Venezuela. Fernando is a young communist who is politically active.
El comedor es asistencialismo. O sea, se está asistiendo una parte.
Look at this soup kitchen. We're assisting a part of the population, but we're not giving them the tools of how to get the food on their own. So instead of giving food, what we need is to give them tools to improve their situation.
May Gualida is an unemployed 35-year-old woman.
I can't get to work in the area I'm interested in. I'm into public relations. I graduated a month ago, and I'm knocking on doors. I don't want to be given things. I want to produce and earn with my work. So we have to fight and keep fighting.
Their criticism is veiled. Both refuse to overtly blame Chavez for any shortcomings in the system since he became president in 1999.
The people who surround him don't tell him of the problems because it's inconvenient for them. He doesn't know everything. Sometimes things are being covered up. And then people blame him because he doesn't receive the complaints. I think that's the way it is.
Fernando gestures to a group of men clustered on a sidewalk who give a military-style salute.
Here the problem isn't the government, it's the people who call themselves revolutionaries who think they have the right to quiet the voice of the people who denounce the president for his mistakes.
These are the so-called Chavez foot soldiers, loyalists supported by the government who act as neighborhood enforcers. By most standards, there is freedom of expression in Venezuela, but this is a country divided. According to Chavez, you are either with the revolution or against it, opposition or pro-government. So at least in terms of rhetoric, Chavez has a lot in common with his arch-nemesis, President Bush. On this day, all the TVs in the neighborhood are broadcasting a Chavez speech. By law, TV stations are obliged to deliver all his addresses live. Chavez does have a delivery style all his own, using religious and leftist icons to rally the crowd.
The arrival of Jesus Christ was a moment of illumination for the world. Christ called for social redemption. Christ gave the ultimate sacrifice for us. His is the way to save the world through love and fraternity. We must do social works like him.
Chavez is a staunch Christian and often refers to Jesus in his speeches. Every Sunday, he also hosts Alo Presidente, a kind of variety show in which he stars. There's singing, sometimes dancing, and there are usually celebrity guests of the leftist persuasion. Harry Belafonte has shown up. More recently, Nicaraguan Sandinista leader and current presidential candidate Daniel Ortega has also put in an appearance. While Chavez is spending billions on his revolution at home, there is little doubt that he's been trying to export it to the region. And his rallying cry has been a straightforward one.
I tell you, the North American Empire, this century your rule will be over. Write it down. Enough is enough.
Critics have alleged that he's been trying to influence elections in Latin America. They point to Nicaragua as the latest example of how his oil money is being put to a political use. In April, during Ortega's visit to Venezuela, Chavez offered to send 10 million barrels of oil to the energy-starved nation. But he didn't strike the deal with the current president there, Enrique Bolaños. Rather, he dealt with the National Association of Municipal Mayors, a group dominated by Ortega's Sandinista party. The deal was ultimately blocked, but Ortega is now ahead in the polls for the November elections. Chavez has also created alliances with Iran and other countries on the U.S. least favored list. Here's NPR's Greg Pfeiffer reporting on a recent trip Chavez took to Russia.
Chavez's Russia visit is part of a trip to several countries to campaign for a seat on the United Nations Security Council. Analysts say the bitter U.S. critic is looking to build an alliance to counter American influence in the world. Earlier yesterday, Chavez was in the former Soviet Republic of Belarus, which Washington calls Europe's last dictatorship. He said Belarus was a model socialist society and praised strongman President Alexander Lukashenko.
Supporters of President Chavez say that he has the right to use his oil money to support other leftist leaders. They charge that the United States has been meddling in Latin America to aid those it likes for centuries. But Chavez's blessing has hurt in some countries as much as it has helped in others. The Chavez-backed candidate in Peru's presidential race was defeated. In Mexico, ads comparing Mexican leftist candidate Andrés Manuel López Obrador to Chavez saw him plunge in the polls. Alberto Garrido is a Venezuelan analyst who has written extensively about Chavez.
Mira, es un individuo audaz, temerario, ¿no?
He is an individual who is audacious, very intelligent, a real political operator. He's someone who connects with the poorest people. He speaks their language. That's allowed him to keep his base of support.
Chavez looks set to win the elections in December, and he said he wants to lead Venezuela until at least 2030. Love him or hate him, this is a man who is more than likely here to stay. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.